focusing on accountability and cost savings at your agency. Every single agency, including yours, is being focused on that, whether they like it or not, by the administration and now by Congress. The Government Performance and Results Modernization Act of 2010 is proposed to be an update of GPRA, the 1993 bill, called the Government Performance and Results Act, and a number of co-sponsors on this bill, Senators Carper, Warner, and Akaka, along with Senators Lieberman, Collins, and Voinovich. And I had a chance to talk to Senator Carper about what he wants, what the sponsors of this bill intend for your agency to have to do.
What we really want agencies to do is to first try to set clear goals, goals that they can measure the progress toward, and we'd like for them to publicly report on their findings. And in some cases, I like to use the example of like welfare reform. You want to help people get off of welfare. There's no one single agency that's in charge of that. Part of it involves making sure that people have the skills that they need to get where they can get a job, that they have the transportation needs met, they go to work, their kids aren't left home without any kind of care. They give them some help with child care. There's a lot of different parts that they make sure they have health care. There's a lot of different parts to all of this. No one single agency is responsible for it. The overall goal is to help people get off of welfare and be better off financially than they were when they're on welfare. There's overlapping responsibilities, and what we want to do is to, one, break down some of the stovepipes that exist out there and to ensure that agencies that share a common goal are talking with one another and reporting on how they're helping to address making progress toward a particular goal.
How specific does this bill get? Does it get down to methodologies that the agency should use to establish these performance goals, or is it more broad?
No, it's broader than that. There's a tendency to micromanage a bit too much, and some folks, I think in the House, Congressman Cuellar has done a nice job sending us a bill that we've built on. There are some who said that the House bill was just a little bit too prescriptive. We've tried to be less so.
Who did you talk to develop these theories about how you want the agencies to go and how you want them to set these goals?
Well, actually, some old governors have been involved in this. I call this recovering governors. Mark Warner in Virginia, he's done good work as the chief executive of the first state in this regard, and continues to do that even in the Senate. George Voinovich, who's a former governor of Ohio, has played a helping hand in this as well, along with Senators Akaka, Lieberman, and Collins. But three out of the half of us have been working on this are former governors, and we sort of bring that experience with us. You know, in each of our states, and whether that state was Virginia or Ohio or Delaware for me, we've all faced these kinds of problems, like setting broad strategic goals, making sure that a number of disparate agencies that are working toward achieving a particular goal, that they work together, and that they actually say, well, how do we measure progress? And I like to quote Vince Lombardi, who used to say, if you're not keeping score, you're just practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been practicing long enough, and we need to keep score, need to be able to measure how well we're doing by keeping score. And the other thing that's, you know, for ever since we passed the GPRA legislation, in 1993, agencies have, I think, tried to comply with it, but a lot of what has happened, unfortunately, is the creation of enormous reports, a lot of whom, I'm afraid, don't really get read or acted upon. I don't know that OMB uses them very effectively. I don't know that the agencies use them effectively. I don't know that the Congress does. And what we would like to do, instead of getting annual reports, we want paper reports that, in some cases, folks just don't read them or act on them. We want to make sure that we're getting more timely reports, more frequent reports on a quarterly basis, and they're all posted on the same website. So we can go to one website and have the opportunity to do a better job to see how are we progressing toward the goals that are being set by the various agencies.
I'm going to guess then that you're a fan of the dashboard effort that the administration's put together.
Yeah, we're well pleased with what they're doing there. The administration has some very sharp people working on this stuff, and we're very happy to be working with them instead of against them.
You mentioned the experience that you and some of your colleagues have had as governors, but some of the naysayers, including people inside the agencies, say, yeah, that's fine for the states, but that stuff's not scalable. It's not that easily transferable to agencies the size of the federal government. Do you agree with that?
in my own role as governor, we used to say that there are 50 states, there are 50 laboratories of democracy, and we can learn from them. And when we did welfare reform in this country, actually we did it based on what we were doing in the states. Well, a lot of stuff we've done in terms of transportation policy or education policy, a lot of it comes right out of the states. Some of it is maybe not transferable or scalable. A lot of it is. One thing I know for sure, if we're going to make progress, whether you happen to be in state government, federal government, local business, almost any operation, you got to set goals. You've got to set clear goals. You've got to set goals that can you're able to measure progress toward, and you've got to be able to report what you're doing clearly. And that's not been fully accomplished by virtue of the 1993 legislation. We're very hopeful that it will be under this legislation. And the other thing is, I say, if it isn't perfect, make it better. And the 93 legislation, as well intended as it was, wasn't perfect. What we've done here isn't perfect. Can we make it better in the future? Yes, we can, and we will.
Senator, I'd like to ask you if you have a couple of minutes about the hearing you're going to be conducting this afternoon. Bloomberg's reporting that at least 6 of 9 software systems the Pentagon's installing to improve longstanding financial management deficiencies are running up to 12 years late and $6.9 billion over their original cost estimates. You've got a lineup of people who are experts on financial operations at the Pentagon this afternoon. Talk about what you're going to be asking them about.
Well, we're trying to create what I call a culture of thrift in federal government, much as we've created a culture of safety in our nuclear power plants. And part of that is making sure that the accounting systems that we're working and using, in whether it happen to be fairly small federal agencies or a really big one, like the Department of Defense, that we're using accounting systems that enable us to better really monitor, control the spending that we're doing to make sure that we're getting, if you will, our money's worth. This is not easy. You know, on the one hand, we're asking them to fight two wars and develop modern weapon systems and put together an all-voluntary military. I mean, it's a lot. And it's easy to say, well, the accounting systems will figure that stuff out sometime later. When you're running budget deficits as large as the ones that we're running, when you're running cost overruns, major weapon systems, about $300 billion a year. Now, we can do better than that. And part of it is involved in putting in accounting systems that will help the managers manage better and, frankly, help us as legislators to better appropriate money, more wisely appropriate money.
Senator, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for your time.
Francis, always a pleasure. Come and see us in Delaware.
Senator Tom Carper, always on taking an opportunity to plug his home state of Delaware and talking about a hearing that he'll be conducting this afternoon in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Federal Financial Management on specifically that subject at the Department of Defense, a pretty big lineup, and we'll have highlights of that hearing for you on In Depth with Francis Rose tomorrow on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Also talking to Senator Carper about the bill that has been reported out of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee's markup this afternoon, the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act of 2010, an update to the 1993 GIPRA Act.